Hello. So we're a little late doing the episode, but we're going to get it done. And this episode, nobody ever talks about this particular person. I guess it's because it wasn't very widely known, but it was locally known. And if you are over the age of 25, then you have probably heard of this person if you live in Mississippi. And I remember when everything happened. So we're talking about Luke Woodham today. He was the Pearl High School shooter. And when this happened in 1997, I was in the eighth grade. And I remember, because I remember being so scared that something like that was going to happen in my school. Because it wasn't long, it wasn't too far from the Pearl High School shooting that the Columbine High School shooting happened. And that one was so devastating. And I remember being terrified that that was going to happen to my school, because I went to a fairly large middle school and high school. So all of us at that age when that happened were terrified when we heard about the Pearl High School shooting. And not only that, I had a cousin that was a bus driver for Pearl High School and a cousin that went to Pearl High School. Fortunately, the one that went was not there at school that day, but it was just such a scary situation. So we're going to talk about Luke Woodham today and what happened and the reason he did what he did. So I hope that y'all are ready to listen and enjoy, and I hope that y'all are ready. So let's go. So on October 1st, 1997, before he went to school that morning, Luke Woodham had brutally beat and stabbed his mother Mary to death. And when they went on trial, when Luke went on trial and everybody was questioning him, he said that he did not remember doing any of that to his mother. So after Luke had killed his mom, he took her car, drove it to the high school, and then he was wearing like a long trench coat to hide the rifle in his jacket. As soon as he walked into the school, he pulled the rifle out and began firing rampantly. And he actually ended up killing his ex-girlfriend Christina Menifee and her friend Lydia Dew, before a teacher got a pistol from their vehicle and finally subdued Luke Woodham. When the teacher had actually asked Luke why he did this, like what were his motives, the only answer he gave the teacher was, "Life has wronged me, sir." So, you know, people do not deal with certain things very well. I don't know why people do certain things, but I do know that a lot of these school shootings, a lot of the people that do them were bullied. And, you know, people can only take so much. Now, that does not mean that I am excusing any of this. I'm not excusing Luke for his actions. I'm not excusing the Columbine shooters. I'm not excusing any of them. But I do know that studies have shown that the majority of these people that do these high school shootings, these kids are bullied relentlessly. I mean, just awful. And they snapped. So actually a few minutes before Luke shot the school and wounded seven people and killed his ex-girlfriend and her friend, he had given a message to a friend, I guess wrote a letter to a friend, and this is what it said. "I am not insane. I am angry. I killed because people like me are mistreated every day. I did this to show society, push us and we will push back. All throughout my life, I was ridiculed, always beaten, always hated. Can you, society, blame me for what I do? Yes, you will. It was not a cry for attention. It was not a cry for help. It was a scream in sheer agony. saying that if you can't pry your eyes open, if I can't do it through pacifism, if I can't show you through the display of intelligence, then I will do it with a bullet. So during Luke Woodham's trial, he actually said, that he had gotten the ideas of doing this by being involved in a satanic cult. He admitted to being a Satanist and said that his friend Grant Boyette had invited him to become a member of a satanic cult named the Croth. He said that Grant told him that he had the power to do something great, that he could get his ex-girlfriend back, and even get her back, like, through using black magic. So he's basically claiming that his friend Grant promised him all these wonderful things if he joined this cult. And it sounds like, to me, it sounds like Luke was so hurting, you know, he was just hurting so bad, and all these wonderful things being promised, he just kind of latched on. Now, again, I say this is not an excuse, this is just something that made him feel better about everything. He was tired of being bullied, him and his girlfriend had broken up, and he didn't want to let her go, and he was just a very hurt and confused kid. Keep in mind, when this happened in 1997, Luke Woodham was only 16 years old, okay? He was just a kid. He was very confused, very hurt, and this cult promised him all these wonderful things. What kid wouldn't latch on to something that promises you everything that you want? You know, most of them would. Most of them would not join the satanic cult, but most of them would grab onto anything that they believed would help them get their wildest dreams. I mean, who wouldn't? So, on October 8th, 1997, after the Pearl High School shooting, the friends of Luke's, Grant Boyette, along with several others, were arrested in suspicion with conspiring to commit these murders with Luke. So after being convicted and he is in jail, Luke Woodham converted to Christianity, and he actually wrote a letter to a evangelical minister. And I'm just going to give you just a little snippet of what was in this letter. So this minister's name was David Wilkerson, and basically in the letter that Luke wrote him, he is basically just telling who he is, that he was one of the high school shooters, because in 1997, it was unfortunately a pretty big year for school shootings, and Luke Woodham was one of the first ones, and he even says that in this letter, and he tells everything. I mean, he admits to everything. He admits to killing his mother. He admits to shooting the high school up, to wounding 7 people, to killing the 2 girls, and he admits to all that. And then he goes on to say that he watches or listens to these sermons, reads them, something. He keeps up with these sermons, and that he would like to be available to help this minister in any way he can while he is incarcerated. So basically he's just letting this man know that he is a fan of his and who he is, and he said that maybe he can use his situation, what happened to him, as his testimony. So that's just basically a short version of what this letter says. So there were separate trials for the killing of his mother and the school shooting, and Luke's lawyer argued on both trials that Luke was insane during all of this. He was insane when he killed his mother. He was insane when he shot up the school, and that was the argument. So at his trial for his mother's murder, the jurors rejected that. They did not believe that he was insane, and he was sentenced to life in prison in June of 1998 for the murder of his mother. And then again on June 12th, 1998, the jurors again rejected the insanity plea for the school shooting, the wounding of the seven, and the murder of the two girls. And he ended up getting life for that too. And so this was his final conviction. This is what his trial ended in. So he was given two life sentences for the murders of the two girls, and then seven 20-year sentences for the attempted murder of the seven individuals at the high school. So he is currently serving three life sentences plus an additional 140 years in prison. He will never get out. He will never see the light of day. He was 16 years old. Let that sink in. And if you are a teenager listening to this, please let this be a sign, a lesson, whatever you want to call it. One action can change everything, okay? He was 16. He had just started living, and now his life was ruined. Forever, because of one decision. So he will never be out. He will never see the light of day. Now, he will be eligible for parole in 2046 when he is 65 years old. And that could go either way, I guess. But by then, I mean, his life, it's halfway over, you know. And he has spent the majority of his life in prison because of one mistake. A major mistake that could have been prevented. He could have woke up that morning and chose something completely different, but he didn't. And now he's paying for it. Now, it is said that when Luke went into the school, we're kind of going back a little bit, but it is said that when he went into the school, you know, he just started firing at anybody he could find. And he did actually apologize to one of the wounded, saying that he was sorry and that he was not shooting at anybody particular. Basically saying, I'm not shooting you because you did something wrong to me. I'm just shooting and I'm sorry that you got hit. So all the members of this little cult that Luke was a part of, the majority of the members were students that were in Luke's school. Like they went to school together. And then there was one, I think community college. He was a member of community college and he was in this cult. And they were all intellects and they all were fans of the writer Friedrich Nietzsche. And they just had all been bullied, you know. So they made this cult to make themselves feel stronger and easier to, you know, I guess not mess with. It made them feel brave, I guess is the word, because they had been bullied. And it never really says why, other than, let me just say this, kids are mean, you know. Kids, teenagers, they're mean. They will bully you for anything. If your clothes are not name brand, if your hair is not a certain haircut, if you like this and you don't like that. I mean, kids are mean. And so it just seems like these kids were bullied for whatever reason for most of their life as a student. And they had had enough. And this is how they dealt with it. There are way better ways to deal with something like this than what happened. But, again, I'll say this can happen. Please don't be a bully. Like, why? What is the point of it? What is it hurting to let somebody just be who they are? You know, I mean, I never fit in to a certain clique in high school. I wasn't popular. I was bullied, not in high school as much as I was elementary, and it wasn't really physical, but it still hurts. And fortunately, had a good support system at home. I think that had a lot to do with why I didn't go crazy. And I had a strong faith, and, you know, I just believe that, unfortunately, some of these people that are bullied at school are also not treated the best at home. So it's like they don't have anywhere to turn, and then this is what happens. So be nice. Be a nice human. You know, it costs nothing. It costs nothing to just be nice. Smile, wave. You don't even have to be best friends with these people. Just be nice. Okay, that's my rant. So this Grant Boyette, he was charged as being the mastermind of the whole situation. He's the one that came up with this, and for some reason, the cult decided to make Luke Woodham the shooter. But they were all just as guilty. They all planned this. And Grant, oh, Grant. So Grant was living two different lives, okay? He was a community college student, a member of the Baptist Church, and a big old fan of Hitler. So he had two separate lives going on. And people that knew him from the church, you know, described him as basically a good person and kind and generous. And then there's the flip side, and he was the leader of a satanic cult. So, yeah. The fellow members of this cult actually called Boyette father. So he was the leader of this little group. Apparently, Grant lived by this motto, "We cannot move forward until our enemies are gone." Grant's friends, like, that were not in the cult, said that he had changed over the years and had even admitted to praying to Satan for money, for power, for influence. You know, he was worshiping him pretty hard. And they even said that he prayed to Satan and he could conjure up several different demons, which that in itself is terrifying to me. So, back to Luke, and I know that I'm kind of all over the place, but this story is kind of all over the place. But basically, on his trial in June of 98, Luke Woodham wept as he watched the video talking about him killing his mother. Basically, he said that she never loved him. She blamed him for her divorce. And that she would often stay nights away from home. And I am sorry if y'all hear my dogs in the background. I have five of them, so there's no getting away from it, no matter where I'm at. Anyway, so Luke said, "I didn't want to kill my mother. I do love my mother." He said, "I just wanted her to understand." Now, that's sad. That does sound sad. But killing her is not the answer. And like I said, he was 16 years old. One mistake, one thought, one time, and his life was ruined. Luke said that he was under the influence of 100,000 demons that were conjured up by Grant Boyette the morning of the murder, the morning that he killed his mother and shot up the school. Luke said that on that morning when everything happened, that he heard Grant's voice in his head, and he saw demons that he normally saw whenever Grant wanted him to do anything. And he said that he remembered just grabbing the pillow, grabbing the knife, and closing his eyes. And when he opened him, his mother was laying on the bed. He said he didn't want to do any of it, but that he just kept hearing that voice in his head basically saying, "You are nothing, you will never be anything until you do this." And that is why that happened. After Luke Woodham was sentenced, he spoke to the court and said, "I am sorry for the people that I had killed. The reason you see no more tears is because I have been forgiven by God." So after he was sentenced, like I said, he did convert to Christianity. And as a Christian myself, I do pray that that is true, because, you know, my heart hurts for anyone that doesn't know the Lord. And that is my personal belief. That does not mean that I think anyone that doesn't believe in Christ are a bad person, because that is just not true at all. But as a Christian, I do pray that he did find the Lord. And, you know, if he did, then he is forgiven in heaven. Now, I do believe that he should continue to serve his life sentence here on earth, because he did a horrible thing, and he deserves to pay for it. So, you know, just whether you're Christian, whether you're satanic, whether you're Buddhist, whatever you are, be nice, be kind, don't kill people, and don't be a bully. Luke had said that him and his girlfriend at the time breaking up was the main factor against all this. Like, why everything conspired other than the group. I believe that Grant Boyette took advantage of the fact that Luke Woodham was vulnerable after his and Christina Menifee's breakup, and then just kind of fed off of that. And then Luke, as being a vulnerable 16-year-old boy, felt like he found somewhere where he belonged. And so just all those factors just added up, and this is what happened. And it is sad, and it is horrible. Breakups happen. Breakups happen, especially when you're a teenager. 90% of teenage couples do not last. And, you know, unfortunately, he did not take that well. So he said that his breakup with Christina was what made all this come in his head. And then Grant just kind of fed off of that. So basically, that is the story of Luke Woodham. He was a chubby kid that was bullied and confused, and he wasn't getting the attention he craved at home. He wasn't getting the attention he craved at school. He had just lost his girlfriend, and he fell into where he felt accepted. And all of that led up to this horrible day, and it's sad. It's sad on all parts. No, I do not believe that he should be released, and yes, I do believe he is guilty, and he should serve the rest of his life in prison for doing this horrible thing to these innocent people. But again, I say, be nice. Don't bully, because you never know what somebody is dealing with at home. You're bullying these people, you know, at school or wherever you are, and you don't know what they're going home to. You don't know if they're going home to hugs that make them feel comforted after you're bullying them, or if they're going home and being beaten or being abused or just being ignored and have nowhere to turn. So just be a nice individual, and don't judge somebody by the way that they look or by the things that they like. Just be nice. And that's my story. Like I said, I've got family that lived in Pearl during this, and fortunately they were not harmed. I'm very grateful for that. And this story has always stuck with me because I remember it. I remember this because not long after this happened and Columbine happened, my school had a threat when I was in the 8th grade. We had a threat that I don't even remember who it was, but somebody had made a list and he was going to apparently do something to the students that were on this list, and there were rumors of who was on the list, and it was scary. I remember not going to school that day, the day that this list was supposed to take place. I told my mom, and I didn't go to school. It was scary. And these things are still happening. You know, these shootings are still happening. Innocent people are still dying. And when we as parents send our children to school, we are supposed to feel like our children are safe and they're going to come home. And unfortunately, there are a lot that don't. So if you're a mother or a father, teach your children kindness. Teach them to be nice to their their classmates, their friends, strangers. Just be nice. That doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them. Just be nice. That way, things like this might not happen. Because Luke Woodham was a 16-year-old boy. A baby. He was a baby. And he was being bullied at school and didn't get the attention he deserved at home. And this happened. And I know it kind of sounds like I'm taking his side. I'm absolutely not. I'm absolutely not. This is wrong what he did. Horribly, horribly wrong. But I do feel like maybe circumstances could have been different if people were nice. If he would have gotten some form of love and affection from somebody. He fell into this group, this cult, because that's where he felt accepted. If he would have felt accepted anywhere else, maybe this might not have happened. So, that's my rant, and that is the story of Luke Woodham. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that y'all have a wonderful week and a great Father's Day Sunday, and I will see you next time. Bye!